شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل ضلالة وكل بدعة في النار، وما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brother and sister in Islam, through this web I greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah reward you again for coming to share this humble to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this humble class and effort that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it beneficial for all of us. When we are here gathering today or this hour or this moment only for His sake, we do not seek any reward, we do not expect any reward except Allah, any worldly reward except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward. And this is the best relationship that a person and the slave must keep it at all time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I just want to share with you the etiquette of going to Jummah. Of course, if it is among you who are, I know most of the web listeners are sisters, mashallah, and also if there are some brothers, inshallah, this will apply more. But anyway, this does not keep, you know, the sister to benefit from benefiting from this lecture. The adab, the etiquette of Jummah. The adab of Jummah, in the day of Jummah, as we know, Islamically, the day starts in the Maghrib time. So Maghrib Thursday, when Maghrib time enters, that is the Friday right there. And it will continue from Maghrib Friday, Thursday, all the way to Maghrib Friday. That's the whole day in Islam religion. And in the Friday, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created better than Friday. That's the day when Adam, that's the day when Adam was created, and the day that he was taken out from the paradise, and that's the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the soul of Adam. For Friday, it is a special day for Muslims. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Jew and the Christian were misled to have the right day for them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided this ummah, guided the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have a Friday is the day to celebrate. the day that they gather together, the day that they will come for Allah's sake to listen to the sermon. It is a celebration for them. It is a gathering for Allah's sake. It is a charging their iman battery. They come for Allah's sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best thing to do in these days, on Friday, is to, even for women, to take a shower, for Friday prayer, if she is going to the Friday prayer. And the ghusl is wajib, is obligatory according to Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen and most of the scholars. It is wajib on every man and woman who attends the age of puberty. So you must take that ghusl. And since we are doing it according to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us how to do things not according to our desires, nor according to what we think, but the Islam is complete rules and regulations and laws that govern even our daily aspect. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did show us, so there is no room for us to invent in the deen of Allah and to see and to do it as it fits. We must do it according to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no more, no less. And this is, I just want to elaborate more on the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are going to the Jum'ah according to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he does it, we do it. How he did it, we do it. We follow in it. Sometimes we maybe have a problem and trouble to understand what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant. But meant by doing this. But we Muslims, we say sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. Even if sometimes you don't understand. Because sometimes if you are in the classroom, even in a secular education, not everything that you heard from the professor or the teacher you will understand. So always there is, we do not understand everything. So we do it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us, وَمَا أَتَكُمُ النَّبِيُّ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا أَنَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you to do, do. And whatever he forbids you to not to do, do not do. And this is the ni'mah, the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Muslims, that he guided us to the straight path. To the straight path. Even the scholars said, because it is celebration day, the Friday it is celebration for Muslims, that you do not fast it. You do not fast it except if it is a Ramadan, it's obligatory. Or they said, if you want to fast the Friday, for example, try to make up some days, especially for women who have menses period in the time of Ramadan, so they miss those days and they want to make it up. And let's say they want to make up, you know, and it comes Friday and they don't want to do it Friday. Okay, that's fine, as long as you will fast a day before Friday or a day after Friday. So we do not fast it regularly. We do not fast it because it's a day, it's a feast day. Muslims will get together. Moreover, the days of Friday, even the non-believers fear a lot of three things that unite Muslims. Three things. They fear from three things that unite Muslims. What are they? They are the following. They fear the Jummah, because Jummah brings Muslims together. They fear Arafah, the day of Arafah, because Arafah Hajj will bring people together. And they fear, also the Quran, because the Book of Allah will bring Muslims together, if they hold on to it. So this is what they fear. They will tell you how much it is. It is very important and significant for Muslims to receive the day of Friday, and to receive the day of Friday with, and treat it to the best of their ability, treat it in according the way of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more worship. So the things that you do on Friday before you go to Jummah is ghusl. Ghusl, it's obligatory upon everyone who attends the age of puberty. For women, for a girl when she has her period, and for a man, for the boy when he starts seeing the semen. This is the age of puberty for both male and female. Once they attain this age of puberty, they must perform ghusl before they go to Jummah. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, the ghusl has to be also according to the way of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now once one of us can say, now why I have to do also the ghusl according to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why? I can just make ghusl and that's it. Yes, you can make ghusl. You can make ghusl the way you want, and it will be counted as correct, because it's mustahab. This is sunnah, is mustahab. Okay, it's recommended, highly recommended, that you do it according to the way of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This kind of sunnah of ghusl, the way how Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform the ghusl, is mustahab, is highly recommended that you do it according to his way. However, if you did not do it according to the way of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you just pour the water all over your body and your head, and you make regular, you know, shower, took regular shower, then that's fine. That's acceptable according to the consensus of the scholars. But it will, since we are dealing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like we are building a commerce and a business, you know, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that business and trade will not go unsuccessful, will not be a failure for them. Since we are trying to get the most out of our lives, the most of our lives, what's wrong if we do the ghusl, if we do the entering of the house according to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we do it the way how he did it, the Prophet of Allah? I don't think anything wrong with that. Anything is wrong with this one. So how is the ghusl of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every time he is junub? Junub means he has either wet dream, or he has someone who is junub in Arabic, that means someone either he has. Here I spell it for you, inshallah. The word junub, I believe it will be good that you learn it. Junub. Junub means purified. Unpurified. That's what does it mean. Junub means unpurified. That's why this is the word, the Arabic word for unpurified. The one when he has a wet dream, if he is a single, for example, or if he is a married, sometimes they have a wet dream. And also from the intercourse, the sexual intercourse between a spouse and the other spouse. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained the day of Friday for us. And he said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Iza nudiya lassalati min yawmil jumu'ah, Min yawmil jumu'ah fazar, فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. Okay, if it is being called to you, for you, in the day of Friday for the prayer, then hasten and rush to the remembrance of Allah. Hasten and rush to the remembrance of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what else? And also leave your occupations. Whatever occupation, might be business, it might be you are talking, you are in a phone, you are whatever. And leave the trade, leave the commerce, and hasten to the world that is better for you. If you knew that is, if you knew. So this is when is the event. Somebody will say, brother, we are in America and I don't even hear any event. Well, you anticipate the time for Jumu'ah. What is the time of your location for Jumu'ah? 1:30, some of them 12:30, some of them different ones. Different, you know, some messages 1:12:30, some messages 1:30, some 2:30, whatever. So you inquire about your locality and you make sure that you go and attend the Jumu'ah. So there is amr, there is an order from Allah that you go and attend the Jumu'ah prayer. Now for the brother, it is obligatory. For a brother, it is obligatory. For the sister, it's up to her. She want to do it, she want to come and listen to the sermon, alhamdulillah. She don't want, that's up to her. She can make the salat Dhuhr prayer as Dhuhr prayer in her house. So the Jumu'ah, and what else we do, let me just, you know, open the parentheses for how to make the ghusl. The ghusl, the Islamic ghusl, the adab and etiquettes, how the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do the ghusl when he goes. Right now, let me talk as, because we have the tab, we go to the tab. After we go to the tab, we wash our hands 3 times. Okay, after we wash our hands, then we start with our private parts. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to start with his private parts, and he will wash it thoroughly. Then after that, you go and make wudu. You make wudu except your feet. Now everybody is following me, right? Everybody is following me, right? Now after you wash your private parts thoroughly, then you go and make wudu regularly. You make regular wudu. You start with your hands. You start. Then you gargle the water in your mouth and your sneeze, and you blow the water out of your nose, and then you make regular wudu. Except your feet. Except your feet. You leave them last. After you finish from the wudu, now you go to your head. You go and wash your head. Some scholars said it's okay if you apply shampoo to that. If you want to apply, okay, if you want to apply shampoo to that, that's fine. If you want to use soap, that's fine. If you want to use a lotion that, you know, help to clean, or even some brothers will use a special shampoo for dandruff and all this, you know, that's fine. You can use it on your head. And wash your head, that means your hair, your head, all of it thoroughly, till the water, you know, gets to your scalp, okay? Then after that, after you're doing your head thoroughly, now you will go on the right shoulder, right part of your body. This is the Sunnah way. You go to the right part of your body and start from your shoulder, from the right shoulder, and then all the way down. It's like you have, it's like you divide your body into two halves. One is the right side and one of them is the left. The right side, you start from the shoulder all the way down, all the way down to your heel. Okay? Once you wash that one thoroughly without touching your private parts, if you touch them again, then you have to make wudu again. Especially if you touch him with a full hand, and that's the scholar have, they said, you will break your wudu if you touch him fully with your hand. Now, after you did the right side, you go to the second part, which is your left side of your body. And you, from the left side shoulder, all the way, you wash yourself all the way with water, soap if you want to apply to that, and you rinse out all the way to the heel. This is your ghusl according to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once you're done of that, that's it. No more water, no more nothing. You go to your feet and wash them. Your feet must be the last one thing to do, and you are complete in ghusl and udu according to the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now you are ready to go. Now you are ready to go to the masjid. Of course, for women, we do not, Islam forbids women to put any perfume or fragrance on their bodies, or in their clothes, or anything. However, it is highly recommended on a part of men. The man must wear, not must wear, but highly recommended that they put some kind of perfume. Now, going to the Friday, what else is needed? It is better on behalf of men. Of course, this is apply more. This is applies to the men more than women. Okay, that's the men need to go to the masjid as early as he can. there is even the hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whosoever go in the first hour as if he gives for Allah's sake a camel, sheep, and whosoever goes in the second hour as if he gives a cow for Allah's sake, and whosoever go in the third hour, that means the scholar said if it is 1:30, that means 8 o'clock. If he goes at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9, that's the first hour. Second hour is 9 and 10. Okay, 10, then 11, then 11, 12. So the best among men who goes early to the Jummah as early as he can, and try to be in the first row. This is for men. For men, always try to be there, for the first row. Also, before you come to the Jummah, you must wear the best of your clothes. Whether you are male or female, try to wear the best of your clothes. So, and then in the day of Jummah, it is recommended for Muslims to read the Surah of Kahf, the Surah of Cave. It is recommended for Muslims to read the Surah of Cave. The Surah of Cave, as we know, there is a hadith telling us that Surah Al-Kahf, if you read 10 verses, if you memorize 10 verses, yeah, Surah number 18, Jazakallah khair. Surah number 18, if you memorize 10 verses out of it, it will protect you from the turmoil of the Antichrist. So we are encourage everybody here in the web to do his best and her best to memorize the first 10 verses of the Surah number 18. You read the Surah of Kahf, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whosoever read the Surah number 18, Surah of the Cave, Allah will make a light for him from that Friday all the way. That light will be shining all the way to the next Friday. So all the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make light, just light. Yes, brother, it will. If you memorize, follow me very carefully. If you, brother Hussein, if you memorize 10 verses, the first 10 verses of Surah number 18, which is Surah the Cave Al-Kahf, okay, you memorize them. Not every Friday, memorize them just in your lifetime. You memorize them, Allah will protect you from the turmoil of the Dajjal, the Antichrist. And if every Friday comes, when every Friday comes, you are from Maghrib Thursday, at the beginning of Maghrib of Thursday, all the way to Friday, Maghrib, before Maghrib of Friday, to finish up reading the Surah number 18. All of it. Now, somebody will say, brother, I hope you are not taking us as a joke, because some of us do not know how to read do not now. Some brothers and sisters will say, please do not, you know, take us as a joke. Some of us do not know how to read Arabic. So what I do at this stage, like I said before, it is your obligation, it is your responsibility to learn the Arabic. It's up to you. Even that Arabic that will enable you to read Arabic. Alhamdulillah, I held many Arabic classes before, and many Americans they read under me. Alhamdulillah, I got them to the stage when they can read Arabic with no problem, even without understanding. Okay, but at least you'll be able to read the Quran on your own. On your own, it is very. I'm not saying it's up to. It depends on each one of us situation. Each one of us has his own situation to argue with Allah in hereafter. I mean, it's to give his excuse and why he did not learn Arabic. But if you have the means and ability to do it, I believe you can. It's not hard. Don't take and tell me it's harder than English or whatever. Or this is from the shaitan that keeping you away from mastering the Arabic or the language of your deen. So to be acceptable, you must read it in Arabic. If you read it in English, that's fine. It's just a reminder for you. But however, it will be the, if you get want to get the reward, and the light will keep shining to you, on you, from that Friday to the next Friday, you must read it in Arabic. The English is only for those who just new Shahada, the new converts to Islam. They can go to the English because they just become Muslim. But for the one who become Muslim 6 months ago, he, I believe, to my knowledge, to my very limited knowledge, that, you know, they don't have a lot of excuse not learning the Arabic, especially reading it. Now, the Friday, you read the Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, as we said, and also you increase the Salah, sending the Salah. The Salah under the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that day that you increase sending the blessing and the salam on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How are you going to send the blessing? For example, I just want to make it hard for you. How much I can make salah to the Prophet of Allah? Try to make it easy on yourself. Said, oh Allah, every Friday I shall make, okay, salah, sending the salah on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, 100 times. Every Friday. You have it from Maghrib of Thursday all the way to Maghrib of the Friday. 24 hours you have. 24 hours to make this salah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, make this salah, send your blessing and mercy on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and his companion. Oh Allah, this is what I'm saying in Arabic. Oh Allah, send your blessing and mercy on the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family and all his companions. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And you keep doing it at least 100 times. Not at least, is up to you. But this 100 times, how long is it going to take you? Maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the max. At the max, it's going to take you 10 minutes to do it. This is how you're going to do it. How you are, we're going to attain Jannah. What is the purpose of us being here now in the web? We want to attain Jannah. This is one of the forms we try to fulfill whatever. And the time is always there, but the problem, and it is my problem before your problems, that we do not know how to manage our time. We have a lot of time, but we don't know how to manage our time. Now, something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to do in the day of Friday is to make sure that we make remembrance of Allah a lot by either reading the Quran more, besides reading the surah number 18, or making more dhikr, making more dhikr, or making more dua. Dhikr, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, all this kind of dhikr, they are for you to mention Allah. Alhamdulillah, all of that dhikr, the remembrance of Allah in the day of Friday. In the day of Friday as well, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us there is an hour. If you have a coincidence with this hour, that means it happened at the same time when you raise your hand, asking Allah from the good of this life and the good of the hereafter, Allah will accept that dua. You have to look for this hour. Umar radiallahu anhu, he told us it is after the Asr prayer. After Asr prayer, this hour, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when that hour it is. But we have to make mujahada. What does mean mujahada? Make the effort and try our best for Allah's sake to do what? To make sure that we find this hour. If the Umar said is after the Maghrib, and if it is after Asr prayer, so we must try to make a lot of dua after the Asr prayer. Make dua to Allah, raise your hand, supplicate to Allah, till Allah, O Allah, make me among the muttaqeen. O Allah, make me among the pious. O Allah, forgive my sins. O Allah, I have done a lot of wrong. O Allah, show me the way. O Allah, lead me to the straight path. O Allah, make me firm on my religion. O Allah, give victory to the Muslims and the rest of the all nation of Muslims all around the globe. O Allah, give them the victory. Also, you invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever. O Allah, make it easier for me in the day of judgment. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, give me Mercedes Benz. O Allah, make it easier for me that I will worship you the right way. O Allah, I ask you with your beautiful 99 names to give me the good of this life and the good of the hereafter. O Allah, my boss is giving me a hard time at work. O Allah, make it easier for me. O Allah, make it easier for me. O Allah, I am not married. O Allah, make it easier for me to get married to the pious sister or a pious brother. O Allah, I ask you, my children are driving me nuts and berry, like they said. O Allah, make it easier that I raise them according to the book of Allah and the authentic sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you keep going, whatever, this is the good of the life and the good of the hereafter. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely from your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. Why we are so busy, and also we don't want to raise our hands. We think that can be done by ourselves. This is our problem. This is the problem of kibr. That's arrogance, that we don't want to, you know, we don't want to raise our hand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easier for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get angry with us when we do not supplicate to Him and we do not call on Him. But a human being, when you ask him a lot, he gets angry. See the difference? Opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you leave asking him and his supplication and his invocation, he will get angry with you. Allah. The human being, if you ask him too much, say, man, get tired of you asking me every second. Give me this, give me this, do me this. So what do? We ask the one we don't have to ask anybody else. Even Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, rahmatullah alayh, one of the beautiful scholars, one of the best scholars, that he said, then when you ask other than Allah, it means like you are say, oh Allah, you cannot do anything for me. Now, okay, now you needed some money, you needed $100. You go to someone and say, please, brother, give me $100. They give it to you. Did your problem get solved? No. Did not get solved. But if you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as in the opposite, and you ask Allah, oh Allah, I needed somehow $100 or whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make way out for you. And they're saying sometimes we come to an age that we have to ask people. But I'm saying that we ask people not knowing that those people, man, that brother, he do me so good. Man, that brother, he's cool. He's all right. How he's all right? Oh, because I ask him about $100 or $5 or $10, he let me have it. SubhanAllah. And the one who gives you. But if you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for you and led you to this person to give you the $100, this is the way you ask. This is the way you ask. The way you ask is that you rely totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the hadith that it is authentic, that anybody that has a calamity of poverty and he leaves it to the people to solve it for him, Allah will not make a way out for him. But if he leaves it to Allah to solve it for him, this calamity, Allah, yushiku Allah. He said in Arabic, yushiku. Allah will make a way out for him. So we utilize a Friday. Why I have to go to this brother or to this sister to ask for something? To ask for something. Brother, please, my rent is due, whatever. Akhi, subhanAllah, you had 30 days to think about your rent and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make way out for you, to make it easier for you so you can get the rent that's due in 30 days. Not at the 30 days, you are now down, you feel down, you ain't got nobody except this brother or this sister that you're going to go to her or to him, and he's going to give you a lesson for why you are trying, man, you lazy, you are a bump, you no good, you never amount to anything, you are only by asking. Why you have to go through this hassle? While you have a 30 days, that you can ask Allah, and especially what we're talking now, we're talking about Friday after Asr. You try to get that hour. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easier for you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enlighten you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to illuminate your heart. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase your iman and to increase your ilm, your science, your knowledge about Islam, and also to lead you to what it is good and keep you away from the falsehood. You cannot do it by yourself, but not because you are you are a mashallah, you know a lot of things and you read a lot of books. How many big scholars they've been misled? How many big scholars their knowledge did not avail them a second? Did not avail them second. So my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we must resort to Allah. And Allah in the Quran said, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيُكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. Who is the one who answers the one in the time of calamity, in the time of need? Except him. That's the one in the time of calamity and the time of need, you know, very, very, very urgent need. Who? Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On Friday as well, if you go into the masjid, do not eat something that will the malaika and the human being will not like. Eat onion and garlic. Onion and garlic. You can eat onion cooked and garlic cooked, but not raw, because the malaika, the angels, will be irritated as much as the human being will be irritated with the smell. See this beautiful Islam. It teaches us how to be clean. It teaches us about our hygiene. This is your hygiene. So it means you have to brush your teeth either with miswak, which is the sunnah, or you brush it with a regular brush with that toothpaste. That's fine. So this is taking care of the hygiene. Plus, as a Muslim man, you will be smelling good and you will be feeling fresh after that ghusl and after that shower that you took. The day of Friday, that's the day of resurrection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be resurrecting the humans in the day of Friday. And so basically this is if there is a class on Friday, this is going also from the dhikr of Allah to make a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go ahead and attend that, you know, on Friday before the day is out, I mean before Maghrib. It's also more blessing for you that that day will witness for you. The day, every day that you live is going to witness for you or against you in the hereafter. So let's take advantage of this day, the Friday, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and keep us inshallah all the time safe, and keep us inshallah in the best iman, and increase our iman, increase our knowledge to what he pleases and he loves. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I come to the end inshallah of this lecture about the etiquettes of the Friday. If you have any questions, comments, correction, please do so. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for all of us, that we will be among those who take this etiquette into consideration and try to carry them out in our life.